Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick, I'm battling a bit here this morning. Early mornings are no good to me.
No, so, I can see.
Yeah, my research has been down a bit. But what have you been up to, Rick?
Oh, Phil, now listen, you're not going to believe this, but guess what?
What?
I've been practicing my basketball. Oh,
what, at 70-odd years old and 3'6"?
Oh, now hang on. Now listen.
What part did I get wrong?
I've been inspired.
Have you?
Yep.
What by?
Have you heard of Joe Ingles?
I have.
Have you?
Yes, American basketballer now.
Well, he's an Australian.
Yeah, Australian, but
he's
plays
not. He's not only Australian, he's South Australian.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yep. Born.
Where from?
Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Went south. Went to the Great Dawes Road High School.
Oh. Never heard of it. Dawes
Which
Road.
Is now glorified its name by calling itself Pasadena International
or whatever. Wow.
Anyway, so
yep.
Obviously showed a bit of talent as a kid, played footy, cricket and basketball, decided to concentrate on basketball.
Fair enough.
A Guernsey to the AIS.
Yep.
And obviously was pretty impressive. While he was at the AIS, he actually was there at the same time as Paddy Mills.
Yes.
Anyway, after they got out of the AIS, Adelaide 36ers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, a bit of a tongue slip up.
Decided to give him a trial.
Yeah.
And together with a number of other clubs who were all interested in him. Anyway, the Adelaide Crows, the 36ers, sorry.
You've got to get that right, Rick.
Despite at the time that the going salaries being offered were roughly $20,000 to $22,000,
yep.
In their generosity, they offered young Joe $12,500 and a 2-season passes. Hey, you'd snaffle that, wouldn't you?
So how many games did you play for the 36ers?
Well, it's interesting you say that because not only was that somewhat, a non-competitive offer, but when they sent him the contract in the mail, Australia Post delivery, of course.
Yes, yes.
On time.
Oh.
They had spelt his name wrong.
What, Joe? J-O.
The trouble is they got the E and the rest of it all in the wrong place. Not only was young Joe at 17 not deeply impressed with yep. the money offer, although that wasn't his main concern, he was deeply not impressed with his name being incorrectly spelt, as whilst his parents, guess what, got on the bike, went to Melbourne.
Oh, so he didn't play a game for the Sixers.
That's, funnily enough, he didn't.
Oh.
Now, guess what Joe's yep. earning at the present time?
I'd be on $5 to $10 million, I suppose.
No,
now.
You're not within the ballpark, Phil. He's on $17.1 million.
And two adult passes for each game
right.
of basketball.
That's right.
That's made the difference.
But you mock my height, Phil.
Yes.
He's playing as the small forward.
Oh, so he's only like 6'3" or 2".
Yeah, 6'3" plus another foot. He's playing as a small forward for the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, not and a, what height?
He's 7'2" or something. But anyway, that's not bad, is it?
Small.
Knock back 12,000
yeah.
from the Crows.
And two tickets.
And finish up on 17. So my basketball is really red hot at the moment. I'm in with a chance. Anyway.
Just while you got those figures, I think we've done it at a previous show a long, long time ago. That's an updated version. Who else? Just give us the top four.
Ben Simmons. Now, there's
yes,
a unique man. He doesn't yep. even have to play.
No, crook knee.
Crook everything.
Yeah.
He's on a mere $45.36 million. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Wow.
That's more.
Where is that basketball? I'm going out the back too.
It's more than the whole of the South Australian economy put together, I think. Daniel Ricciardo. Now,
there's a name.
Well, I tell you what, he's worth every cent of $35 million.
What, for his one Grand Prix win ever?
Did you see that Chinese bloke hit the wall today?
You won't hit the wall.
You just wait till you see it on replay. Now, here's a household name you'll have heard of.
Yes.
Joe comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
But Liam Hendricks. You'd be all over him, wouldn't you?
A guitar player, isn't he?
How did you guess it was Jimmy's brother? Eh? Liam Hendricks.
No, never heard of him.
Nor have I. 16.8 million dollars for playing baseball in the American League. But guess what? He's the reserve pitcher.
Oh, I can't be. For 16 mil, he's reserve.
How amazing is that?
He'd have his fingers crossed hoping he doesn't get a game, wouldn't he? At 16 mil.
Risk losing his contract. Anyway.
Wow, that's unreal. And what the money in sport.
Oh, the money in world sport. And and there's Australians getting excited about, a couple of footballers earning nearly $1 million a year. Right.
Or Buddy, you know, he's $10 million for 10 years or whatever
exactly.
It was.
Exactly. Now, what about what happened in Gaul, Phil?
In where?
Gaul.
I thought you said Gaula.
No, Gaul. G-A-L-L-E.
What happened?
You do know, Phil.
I do.
Was that one of the most disgraceful performances you've ever seen? Hey?
It would have been like you, I reckon, in your heyday, wouldn't it? Hey? Little stumpy, fitting the dummy. And
To be honest, I did get run out in a Shield game, batting with Gary Cozier. I won't tell you the story now because it's pretty funny. But I didn't spit the dummy. Well, I did at the umpire the following morning, but anyway.
Why the umpire? You got run out.
Well, that's what he suggested. I should look in the scorebook. But when I saw the photographs in the Advertiser that morning,
it looked as though.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I suggested that to Robin Bailash, test umpire.
I know the name.
And he looked at me and said, just read the scorebooks.
I love his work.
That wouldn't be from an umpiring point of view.
Oh, yeah, I've used those sort of lines before. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Anyway, let's get back to Steve Smith.
Yes.
Now, you know, the reality is that whether you're playing parkland sport, first-class sport, whatever.
Yep.
Under the pressure of the moment, no matter what sort of game it is, footy, cricket, marbles, whatever, stuff-ups occur. Mistakes are made. People get run out. Now, this is the former Australian captain speaking, Phil.
Yes,
not me,
it is.
Steve Smith.
Yep.
Right? And to put on a performance in front of probably half a billion Asian, subcontinent Asian viewers. Cricket-crazy viewers... is just unacceptable. I mean, you know, I don't know, and I really don't care whose fault it was. My guess is it was a bit of a combined effort, but that's another story.
It takes two to tango. Yep.
Now, if he has reached a point of desperation to put on a public performance like that, then maybe it's time for him to give the game away. At the best, it should never have happened at all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
At the worst, it should have been reserved for the change rooms.
Yep.
The thing that worries me most of all is the example that it sets for young kids and
little
cricketers.
Johnny playing.
Yeah, we're all going to, I get run out or something happens, so I'll just spit the dummy, wave my arms around, abuse my batting partner, whatever. Example, I mean, the thing that scares me, still being involved in cricket, is the influence that Steve Smith's had on so many young players in that they've mimicked his batting stance, they've mimicked his movement prior to the ball being delivered. Let's hope they don't mimic this performance. Yeah.
Has he always walked across? Oh, he has, right through his career? Because I've just found it more noticeable since the sandpaper thing. And
no, it's always been there. And it's against basically all the principles. Now, the fact is that when he was going well, and let's face it.
You don't argue it.
And that's right. Don't fix something that's not broken.
Yeah.
And up until the sandpaper thing when the wheels began to fall off, I mean, he did have Bradman-esque type figures.
Yep.
No one seemingly could get him out, but that's certainly, and you know, he had a test average of 68 or whatever it was. Since that time, he's come back to really sort of normal human statistics, and I think his average is about 38. He's an intense guy. Everyone knew that. Mm. And part of his batting stance stuff was probably that. But you cannot, as a first-class Australian cricketer, perform like that. As I mean, to be honest, I'm a little surprised that he wasn't reported for bringing the game into disrepute. You know, it because of the poor example it set. Yeah, anyway, absolutely. That's enough
said. No, I agree.
Oh.
And while we're on that subject, what about the Wimbledon?
Oh,
there's poor sportsmanship too, isn't it, old Nick?
How good is Nick?
He is very talented tennis player, isn't he?
He is.
How's his sportsmanship, though, you reckon?
Well, he and Steve Smith have probably compared notes. No, he is. Now, I read a story the other day that given that the three Australians got through to the quarterfinal, I think this morning I learnt that Nick's the only one who won.
Yes.
But nevertheless, how's this for it? You're the tennis man.
You didn't know that.
The last time three Australians got through to the quarterfinal at Wimbledon, one of them won it.
Well, I'd know who that is. Leighton Hewitt.
Lele. Now, if you go on that precedent, then one of the Australians of the three are going to win Wimbledon.
And guess what? It'll only be Nick.
Well, the other two are out.
Yeah.
So Nick is going to win.
Nick.
You'd be pleased about that.
Look, I don't mind the bloke, but he's just, his whole attitude is terrible.
What about David Finch? David Finch from Dulwich. In the paper this morning.
Oh, okay.
Great little, you'll appreciate this. Yep. Great little letter.
Yep. Let's go.
If the Wimbledon rulebook included the AFL umpire's dissent rule, Nick Kyrgios would receive so many 50-metre penalties. Then he'd be forced to serve from so far back that he'd be standing somewhere in the middle of the English Channel.
You know, I like that. That's very good. Yeah. No, you used to write in the paper, didn't you? But there's nothing any that quality. Okay, we better move on here.
I actually, interesting you should send that. I sent a message in the other day, memo Ken Hinckley. You don't win too many games of football without a ruckman.
How'd you go with that?
That didn't get published.
Yeah, Kenny's the editor of the advertising now too.
Anyway.
What are we going on to now, Rick?
Local footy.
Local footy?
You should know. You're the expert.
I know. And look, I've got it all written out here. Looks like your handwriting though, doesn't it, Rick? It is your handwriting. Yeah, a little bit underprepared today.
Well, while we're at it, listeners, good listeners, he's back to normal. He's walked in with absolutely jack-all preparation. I don't think he even knew what day of the week it was.
But my phone is in the car.
That's about the only thing you've done right so far. Anyway,
All right, we'll have a quick look at the premiership table as it stands. We've got South Gawler clearly on top, 120. Newry, 18. Williston, which are struggling now, on 12. And Tanunda equal them on 12. And I don't think it'll change, Rick, because Barossa have a bye this week. And Williston plays South, which will probably lose, I would say. But Barossa having a bye is not going to help them any. So they'll still be that game, virtually two games out, game plus a heap of percentage. So
yep. Look, to be honest, I think we said it on the last show.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to change. The thing that's amazing me is, and I did see the Gawler Central versus Williston game last week.
How many goals Houston? How many goals did he kick?
Mickey absent without leave.
What?
Mickey Housen.
Where's he gone?
Their top gun forward. Yeah. He's taken a holiday.
Holiday?
There is a rumour.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Alleged.
Alleged rumour.
Yep.
That the coach decided that he wanted a new sort of attack game plan.
Yeah.
Which didn't necessarily highlight Houston Housen being the featured forward focal. So he packed his bags. It is alleged to have taken a long-term holiday.
We did mention that first on this show last week, that there was a bit of a rumbling in the Williston camp.
Yes.
As we said.
Yeah.
As we're all over it, it's alleged.
I might say it's alleged.
That it's alleged rumbling.
Yeah. The thing is that, I mean, gee whiz, you know, the way they finished last year, nearly won a grand final, etc. If you'd said to us, what, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, they'd have lost four of their last five games. Oh. You'd have,
and to the teams they've lost to,
that's right.
Freeling and
now,
grief.
Having said that, and we're not going to analyse last week's game.
No.
Gawler Central won, and okay, they finished up only winning by 4 points. It was almost like a preview to the Port Adelaide Frio game that Gawler Central basically dominated and had a very good lead, and Williston came home a bit like Port did, but fell short of the target. But Williston looked pretty average for a mob who are meant to be threatening for a premiership. Anyway, that's enough.
Anyway,
Guess what? There's one other common denominator there between Williston and Port Adelaide. Not a decent ruckman.
Oh, wow. Where's this big fella coming? Isn't he coming in?
It is alleged, but
it was alleged
that
he's come, but I don't think he will, eh?
Anyway, so here
we go. All right, quickly this week's games, Rick. We've got Gawler Central versus Kapunda at the dog track. Last time, Gawler Central easily accounted for Kapunda.
Well, I think, given last week's form, against my better judgment, I'm going to go for Gawler Central.
So am I. Jenna, where's Jenna from? Adelaide Plains or somewhere,
Adelaide
isn't he?
Plains, just kicked the lazy eight.
Yeah, eight goals, yeah. Wow. Freeling and Angaston, be a cracker.
Well, it could be a cracker.
Wooden spoon game.
It could be a cracker in terms of closeness.
At Freeling?
I'm going for Freeling.
You're going for Freeling?
Yes.
Angaston accounted for Freeling last time. 61
Not, yeah, but they...
I'm going Angaston.
Are you? Well, you've been wrong quite often.
Oh,
lately,
not very often. Mistaken. Newry versus Tanunda.
Newry will win that game.
Newry will win that game. Williston versus Gawler South.
Well, the amazing thing is that, of course, at the beginning of the season, the only side that could beat Gawler South were Williston.
They did.
But if you judge, and of course, from 1 week, you know, what do they say? 7 days is a long time in sport or business or anything else. If you judge Williston on last week's performance against Gawler Central, they'll get hammered. But whether, you know, sometimes sides... have
match
it
up
over.
Better against, like Port and the Crows, always a close
that's right.
game.
But however, I'm going for South.
So am I. So am I. Okay, now quickly, Rick, we are fastly running out of time.
Yes.
We're going to quickly do the AFL tips.
Yep.
Geelong versus Melbourne.
Melbourne will win that.
Geelong.
Game.
In Geelong.
It won't matter.
Okay. So one different there. Sydney and the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs will win because they have to.
I can't remember who I picked off. Sydney. I'm going Sydney.
Yep.
Collingwood versus North Melbourne.
Collingwood.
Collingwood. Gold Coast versus Richmond.
Richmond will win.
Yes. St Kilda versus Fremantle.
Fremantle.
I'm going Fremantle. Port versus GWS.
I'm going GWS.
Port. Brisbane versus Essendon.
Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. Hawthorn versus Adelaide.
I'm going Hawthorn.
Oh, your team, Hawthorn. I'm going Hawthorn. West Coast versus Carlton.
I'm going West Coast.
I'm going Carlton.
Yeah, it's over in Perth.
It is over in
and
Perth.
They're
looking better.
They're on the right side of the tram.
Ryan
at the moment.
And Rioli down there. That made a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that with a little bit tongue in cheek because I've got to catch up on you. But
about 12.
Well, I'm going to get about six more this week. Anyway, as we run out
of
time,
yes.
A joke.
This week's joke by Rick.
This
not me.
Local, not afraid to have a drink.
Yep.
Country footballer went to the pub, and he bought himself a beer, and then he bought himself another beer, and another. Anyway, he'd got up to his eighth.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he felt as though he had to go and relieve himself at the men's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
as you do.
He wasn't keen since his eighth was nearly still full. Of sort of leaving it there. So he came up with an idea and he got a coaster and he wrote on the back of it, "I spat in this beer, do not drink." Then he put the coaster on top of the beer.
Good thinking.
Yep. And stumbled off to relieve the pressure at the gents.
Yep.
When he returned,
yep,
he saw that the beer was still full, but that some clown had put another coaster on the top of his. On it was written, "So did I."
I like that. I hope everybody else did.
Now we have
a bag for my joke last week, Rick.
Although we're running out of time, we've got to whip in a quickie at the end because it's courtesy of a dear friend.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Right, did you know, Phil, that Viagra is now available in tea bags?
Wow.
In tea bags,
Phil. Tea bags, yep.
It doesn't enhance your sexual performance, but it does stop the Scotch fingers going soft.
Oh, no. Isn't that part of it, the going soft, the Scotch fingers? Quickly, Rick, finishing, Neil Curley, death.
Yes,
very sad.
Very sad.
Not a nice way to go. You know, he obviously had a medical episode, I believe, and then crashed the car. But,
He is a legend.
Yep, legend of South Australian
football. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And we really have gone over time, but it's amazing, isn't it? Because the way they played footy in those days, none of them would last 5 minutes today.
He wouldn't have played too many games. Right. But anyway,
until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.